From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
Will you quit pushing me here?
Hurry it up.
This thing is heavy.
Mike lugs a mattress down the stairs.
10 years ago when I carried that up the glorious room, I carried it up alone. And I didn't complain. And it was heavier then before I used 2 pounds of the stuffings on it.
How come I'm carrying a mattress and you're carrying a pillow?
You want the pillow here?
Mike carries everything into the kitchen.
Little girl, get away from that. You ain't supposed to be doing nothing in your condition.
Oh, Daddy, please don't say condition. You make it sound like I got the heartbreak of psoriasis. I don't have a condition. I'm pregnant.
Well, don't say that. Can't you say you're expecting? Geez, pregnant sounds like you've done something.
We did.
Well, you don't have to go advertising it to the world. What you do in the privates of your own room is your own privates.
Archie cringes at his choice of words.
When I was a little girl and a woman was starting to show, they used to say she was expecting a bundle from heaven. But, of course, everybody knew it was really a baby.
Well, I wish we could get back to them days. What this world needs is a little more of that class. Well, here and before, when we talk about glorious condition now, we're just going to say she's expecting.
Or in a family way?
Or with child.
How do you feel about knocked up?
Archie glowers at Mike, who calmly eats a pastry.
How would you like to be knocked out?
You got a hang-up about words.
Yeah, and it's amazing, considering how few he knows.
That's the end of your coffee break. Come on, grab that mattress. Let's get it out of here before it takes root. I gotta get down to Kelsey's and watch the Mets play ball.
I'll hold the door.
The door open.
You got your end?
Yeah.
Turn around and face the other way.
Oh, I'm facing you to make sure you haul that end up there. Get out of the way. Here, Ma.
The two men trap Edith as they haul the floppy old mattress out the door.
Got it straight?
Yeah.
Straight. All right, from here on, it's clear sailing. Come on.
They hurry away. Edith covers her eyes.
I told you, Edith, to get them garbage cans to the kite.
Poor Daddy. With Michael out of the house, who's he got to pick on?
Oh, he's still got me.
Yeah, and he's lucky.
Oh, no, I'm the lucky one, Gloria. And we was both lucky we got you. Oh, my. You know, I'm thinking of a song Jimmy Durante used to sing.
Inka Dinka Doo?
No, not that one. Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to go, but still you got the feeling that you wanted to stay? Ha-cha-cha. See, I'm glad that you're moving into your own home, but still I got the feeling that I want you to stay.
Well, you knew I had to move out sometime.
Oh, yeah, but sometime comes too soon. Gloria, there's something of yours I hope you won't want to take away with you.
That's my old cereal bowl with Brownie the Clowny on the bottom.
Yeah. I've been saving that bowl for when my granddaughter is here and I'm your babysitter.
Well, then, Ma, you should keep it.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. Oh, it's gonna be such a treat for me to put Farina in this bowl. And say, open wide and let it slide.
trick to get me to eat, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You gotta do a lot of things to make babies eat. Make funny faces, like this one was always good for 2 spoonfuls.
Edith crosses her eyes.
And this one was good for 6 spoonfuls.
She strums her pursed lips. Gloria eats a pastry.
Oh, and this one was good for a whole meal.
As Edith dances around with a pot on her head, Archie returns.
Get the big hormone pill. She's changing again.
No, I was just showing
you. Never mind that. You know what's going on over there in your new house? There's nothing signed on. No gas, no electric, no water.
No problem.
Oh, no problem. You're going to freeze over there. You're going to starve over there. And without no water, your turtle's just another chair with a hole in it.
Mike walks in.
Daddy? Yes? No. Michael, come here. Wasn't Wednesday the day that you called the utilities people to tell them that we wouldn't be able to be in the house until Saturday to let them in? So they're sending a man today. And he's not going to be there because you forgot to call, right?
I forgot.
Any darling, he'd forget his head if his teeth wasn't in it.
Stop riding me.
You stop being a jackass. You forget to turn on the gas, the water, the electricity. The only thing you remember to turn on is my daughter.
They all follow Archie into the living room.
You couldn't even remember to...
I can't believe...
What do we got here? The 3 Muscatels?
Oh. We got him for 2 more days. Ain't that nice?
2 more days, ain't that nice?
I think it stinks. And I'll tell you something else. I ain't gonna carry that mattress back over here.
You don't have to. We'll sleep on the couch.
Oh, no, Gloria. You can sleep in our bed.
The 4 of us in a 1 bed like a bunch of bears? All because that dumb belt forgets to make some phone calls?
You stop calling him names.
You stop sticking up for him.
You stop telling her what to do.
You stop talking to me at all. I tell you something, I was telling her what to do long before you married her. And remember this, a wife can always divorce her husband, but she can't divorce her father.
A daughter can always leave her father and go next door to her own home with her husband. Come on, Gloria.
Why should she go over there with you? I can take better care of her here.
What are you saying? I can't take care of her?
I got the gas and electric here.
I know you got the gas.
Nothing silly about it. Listen to me. I bet if the 3 of us was on a Staten Island ferry and you fell into the water there. Now, which one's going to save me there?
Oh, my, if I was there.
Who put you on a ferry? Well, me, I don't want to save
her. I'd save her, Arch.
You'd forget to swim.
I'd be overboard before you got your clothes off.
I'd have that hat off and that cigar.
I don't think I've ever seen you swim. Do you know how to swim?
I swim like a frog.
I've never seen you in a bathing suit.
Millions of people see me in a bathing suit.
Oh, you're crazy, Arch.
See what would happen? While you were on the deck arguing, I'd be on the bottom of the bay.
What the hell with that? What about the zoo? Suppose the 3 of us are going through the Bronx Zoo together.
Can I be in this one?
Archie turns to glare at Edith.
You are in this one. You're in a dingbat cage. All right, we're going through the zoo, and a hungry, ferocious tiger jumps over the fence and goes right for you.
Oh, Daddy, knock it off. Now, come on, quit putting me on the spot with these stupid questions. I love you in one way, and I love Michael in another way. Case closed.
And that's the way it always is. See, Archie, I love you the way Gloria loves Mike, and I love my father the way Gloria loves you.
Archie smiles sarcastically.
And my mother loved my father the way I love you, and Mike loves Gloria the way my father loved my mother, and Gloria loves Mike the way my mother loves
you. Are you all done?
No.
Arch.
Children don't have to choose between the people they're married to and the people they was born to.
And all I'm trying to say is that my daughter wouldn't have to go over there and live in miscomfort if that dumb Pollock hadn't forgot to turn on the utilities.
Excuse me.
Mike steps up close to Archie.
You know, the first time you called me a dumb Pollock, I was really very sore at you.
Yeah, why?
after a while, I learned to shrug it off with all the rest of your stupid remarks. But now, Arch, I'm happy to announce that you just called me dumb Pollock for the last time. You hear what I'm saying? The last time, that's it, no more. I've been waiting 5 long years for this, Arch. For 5 years, I've been waiting to leave this house and waiting to leave you, you loudmouth, narrow-minded, selfish, bigoted fathead. This is Michael Stivick's Independence Day, pal, and this here is my flag.
He thumbs his nose and waves his fingers in Archie's face, then turns and storms out the front door.
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. You didn't give me a chance to salute that flag. No, it wasn't. Considering what he'd done to me, I think it was highly prophylactic. No, no, you ain't going over there, little girl.
I am not your little girl. I am Michael's pregnant wife.
Oh, say,
pregnant, pregnant. And I'm not staying here unless you go apologize to him.
Apologize? Archie Bunker don't apologize to nobody.
You She's hold me it. Now, if you don't apologize to him, he'll never come back here.
Good, good.
And if he never comes back here, I'll never come back here.
Archie, you better tell him you're sorry.
Oh, forget it, Ma. He's never said I'm sorry in his whole life.
I did once, the day you married that guy.
Goodbye, Mother.
She hugs Edith and leaves. Edith stands at the open door, shaking her head.
Don't give me that.
Archie imitates her pouted lips.
You ain't got no control over the goings-on in this house. Sometimes I get jealous of these guys that have sons. Sons never turn on fathers. But daughters marry meatheads.
What you just let happen here, I ain't so sure who married a meathead, Gloria or me.
Edith strides off. Inside a dark, unfurnished house dotted with boxes, Mike distributes lit candles and shudders against the cold.
We're in luck, honey. I found us some sardines and crackers for dinner. And you know what we got for dessert?
What?
Crumbs. Come on, honey. Cheer up. Isn't this terrific in here? Michael, this is our very own home. Honey, this is your very own living room. And if you choose, Mr. Stivick, this is your very own front door. And this over here is your very own window. Come on, honey. We can do anything we want. We can do what we want, where we want, when we want.
Yeah, we can do anything except cook, read, or go to the bathroom. Or keep warm.
Let me keep you warm, poopsie doodle.
Gloria pulls a blanket off the mattress on the floor and sits on Mike's lap.
Here, honey.
Yeah.
Now, you're warmer here?
Yeah.
Isn't this better than sitting over there with Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, I was just so proud of you when you stood up to him like that and said, this is Michael Stivick's Independence Day.
Yeah, I freed us from a hot meal and a good night's sleep.
Well, honey, cheer up. I know my father, he likes to act tough, but when he thinks about what he's done and realizes he was wrong...
What?
He'll send Ma over to apologize. You want to play tent?
Why not?
She pulls the blanket over their heads. Next door, Edith packs a box with blankets and a thermos.
Here I am, Edith. Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
What a lousy whoop-dee-doo. Edith, I won on a ball game. The Mets beat them San Diego Padres. I got some money. I ran out. Look what I bought us here. A beautiful hunk of sirloin.
Archie,
huh?
That's big enough for 4 people. You must have been thinking of Mike and Gloria.
No, I wasn't. They never even re-entered my mind, Edith.
As long as you bring it up, well, all right, they're welcome to join us for the steak here. All I got to do is to come back with an I'm sorry and a bottle of ketchup. And if they don't want to do that, then I don't want to talk no more about them two.
Them three! Your grandchild is in that cold house, too.
Well, Gloria's wrapped around him, keeping him warm. And if I know the meathead, he's wrapped around Gloria. As far as he's concerned, I don't care if he freezes his butt off.
They need us now, and I'm going over there.
Oh, Edith, hold it, hold it. I forbid that.
You can't stop me.
Edith, you ain't going over there. This is your house. You ain't a stiffit, you're a bunker.
Well, I'm sorry, Archie, but motherhood is stronger than bunkerhood.
When Edith leaves with the box, Archie watches her go.
If my dead father heard you say that, it'd kill him. I'll eat steak till I bust.
Meanwhile, Mike and Gloria huddle under the blanket on the mattress.
Mike, Gloria, you, it's me.
Edith spots them.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Ma, we were just trying to keep warm.
Oh. Well, here's your coat, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
I brought you a warm sweater, Gloria.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
And I brought us some hot coffee.
Oh, that's great.
Us? Did Daddy kick you out, too?
Well, no, I kicked myself out.
Oh, Ma.
I think this thing has gone too far. I'm going to go back there and tell Archie I'm sorry. I'll throw myself at his mercy. It's a small target, but I think I can hit it.
I will not have my husband humiliate himself by crawling back. Now, come on. If Daddy doesn't come over here and apologize, we'll just have to make do. Now, sit.
All right. What are we going to do, sit here and watch each other turn blue?
Oh, no, Mike. I don't think we'll have to wait that long.
Sitting at a card table, Gloria warms her hands over a candle.
Oh, my. This reminds me of when Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald was all alone in a cabin up in the Canadian Rocky Mountains. It was Rosemary, my favorite movie. I saw it 7 times. You want me to tell you the story?
Well, nah, yeah, all right.
Gloria nods at Mike.
Well, it starts out with this big lion coming out and roaring.
Wait a minute, a lion? Well, what's a lion doing in the Canadian Rockies?
Well, it was an MGM picture, every MGM.
See, honey? She's gonna tell us the whole story.
Well, anyway, Jeanette McDonald, who is Rosemary LaFlamme in the movie, is in love with Nelson Eddy, who is Jim Kenyon in the movie, and he's a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman with a horse and everything. Anyway, Jeanette, Rosemary's brother, is murdered somebody, so Nelson, Jim Kenyon, decides to follow Jeanette, Rosemary, because he knows that Jeanette will...
Next door, the huge steak cooks in a frying pan.
Summer's in the kitchen with Dinah. Summer's in the kitchen with Dinah. Summer's in the kitchen with Dinah. Summer's in the kitchen with her.
Archie sniffs the steak.
Quite. Howdy, old salad.
He turns to the table where a salad bowl sits waiting. When he shakes a bottle of dressing, the lid pops off. Ignoring the spill, Archie pours some dressing into the bowl and tosses the salad with serving spoons. He sticks his elbow into the bowl when he reaches for his beer. He spills the beer when he wipes his arm. Smoke billows from the frying pan. Archie frantically tries to flip the steak, but it's stuck. Impaling the meat with his fork, he picks up the entire pan and accidentally puts it down on a chocolate cake. Archie lifts up the pan and knocks over a pot of coffee.
Oh,
Grimacing, he pulls the fork out of the steak and turns back to the stove. Flipping the pan upside down, he cooks the stuck meat over the gas burner. Archie carries the pan to the kitchen table and picks the fork up off the floor. He cuts a small piece of steak and tastes it. He tries to chew, then lets it stick out of his mouth. He knocks the salad to the floor when he turns to the sink. Archie pulls the garbage can from under the sink and spits out the steak. He tosses the fork in the garbage, too.
Well, there's always Fruit Loops.
Archie mopes across the kitchen and pulls the knob off a cupboard door. He tugs the door open and pulls out the Brownie the Clowny bowl. Hearing the music, Archie considers, then runs to the side door.
Are you my man?
Head hung, he steps back into the kitchen. He picks up the bowl.
Brownie the Clown.
Next door.
And there's Jeanette with her eyes all shining. And the snow is falling.
Mike sleeps at the table.
And there's Nelson, so young and brave, sitting on his horse riding through the forest, 'cause he can hear Jeanette singing to him. When I'm calling you.
Mike wakes up, startled.
It's the famous Indian outpour.
Thought I heard an ambulance.
No, I'm not.
Rory, it's freezing in here. Now, this is ridiculous. I'm going next door to apologize.
No, honey,
I'm sorry, Gloria. I'm going next door.
Don't give it.
They find Archie at the door.
What are you doing here?
I'm just passing by. I just thought I'd better tell you there's a big dog making water on your cellar door.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. As long as I'm here, I thought I'd bring this back to you, this Brownie the Clowny. Don't you want it?
No, I said Ma could keep it.
She don't need Farina no more. Do you? Nah. Now, come on, don't give me the pickle puss. Say something nice.
Archie, I thought you was coming over here to say something else to Mike and Gloria.
Well, I come over here. I come halfway.
I'll meet you halfway, Arch. I'll admit I was wrong if you admit it, too.
I'll admit you was wrong. He was wrong, and then me.
Oh, Archie.
Ma, that's all right. I'll accept that. Coming from Archie, that's like an unconditional surrender.
Well, I don't accept it because you didn't say you were sorry.
Now, listen, little girl.
What?
Making sure Mike is behind him, Archie mouths, "I'm sorry," to Gloria.
Archie, that's nice. Mike, he said he was sorry.
Shut up. Come on, then. Let's get out of here and get back to my warm house. Come on, me, then. Grab the mattress over here. Jeez. Gotta get out of here. This Jefferson house scares me. All them colored ghosts.
Archie and Mike pick up the mattress.
When we get home, you might notice a few little things out of place in the kitchen.
Edith hurries after Mike and Archie. Picking up the brownie bowl, Gloria blows out the last candle and follows them. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Hal Cantor. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Hal Cantor. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.